The next topic that we're going to look at is the 11-year history of the advanced decline line. And for this chart, I haven't put the S&P or the Dow Jones Industrial Average above it because it's just simpler to do it this way. And if you remember your market history, you can probably fill it in. And I want to use this chart to answer some questions that have come up. If we start at the left side of this chart, you'll notice that the advanced decline line was falling down to as we were going across the top of 2000. And that's the beginning of the decline that was part of the dot-com revolution bust. Okay, but as you notice in the pink fuchsia color, I put down odd case because the advanced decline line was actually rising in 01 and 02. And it was able to sustain that even though they had the attack on the Twin Towers. And yet the market was in a bear market at that time. That was the price indices were in a bear market at that time. Then the advanced decline line pulled back into going into the end of 03. That's where the conventional equity market averages, S&P, Dow, and so forth, started making their bottoms. The big bottom. Actually, there's three bottoms. One was in July, one in October. Then you had a recovery up to the end of 03, and then you pulled back. And in March of 03, you had a third bottom. They're right around the blue moving average, which is a 200-day moving average of the cumulative advanced decline line for the New York Stock Exchange. You notice that as we started into the bull market, which was advanced decline T number 12, headed up to a top in basically in 07, and you had a couple of places that you were going to make that. I put in the blue good lows near the 200-day moving average of the advanced decline line, and that's why the advanced decline line on a 200-day basis is pretty good. It's very much like my, you can make envelopes, the chart that follows the short-term a chart, using 55-day moving averages, but you also can produce another version, which is a larger, bigger picture version, using a 200-day moving average of the S&P 500 and all the other indicators that you use. You just have to visualize that there's an envelope on this, and you know, there's an upper bound above the blue line, and there's a lower bound. And these will be introduced when I get the my chart program that handles this stuff. It's from 1966 to the present, and I'll be able to put all of those in. Okay, so now I just wanted to point out that peak at A, which is the 07, you saw that the advanced decline line went down to the low on the 200-day moving average, and that was in the July time period. Then it popped up somewhat, came down underneath it, popped up against, and I have the good bear market highs near 200-day moving average. That arrow points to that particular time period in the April of 08 category. Then it went underneath it, and we formed the two bottoms, B and C, which is for the current T13, and I didn't put T13 in here because this is T13, but it's got a double construction, depending on whether you want to split the bottoms B and C, which is the normal T construction, and that's in blue, and then you'll have the green T, which is just the first bottom, and that's called the conservative T. And you remember these when we go to the daily chart. The question that comes, the reason for having this chart, and is that you have a conservative T, and it appears that there's a lot of things going wrong. You look at the growth indicator from the Jeffrey Moore's organization, the founder of that organization. You would think that people are going to get start to turn negative because growth this last Friday was reported to have gone negative. We talked about the QQQ that Alan Abelson wrote about a week ago, saying that there's relatively massive insider selling, and you know, a bunch of other things, and so you would think that the advanced decline line ought to come down to the, at some point, it's going to come down to the blue 200-day moving average, which is now rising, in a scenario which is very much like what happened right after point A in the early 07 time period, where it fell down, then it had this rally back up again. And that's my preferred concept for market timing. You know, don't like to do recommendations, but I would say that the conservative T is the one that you want to use. And then the question says, well, what do you think about this later one that comes? And I'm sitting here saying, well, you know, I think there's a reasonable chance that the drop that you've seen in the advanced decline line really is going to go down to the blue 200-day moving average. And if you do that, I'm going to have to say that there's a good low near the 200-day moving average, because that's what you generally see. However, you have the problem with the normal T has a projected top date August 26th, and you know, we're in June, so there's plenty of time for this to all occur. You could have a little pump up here, like you were going to try to make a rally, but if it would just drop down to the blue 200-day moving average, which you would get the other shoe is going to drop, and you get down there, and then if you can see some good numbers on it, then I would think that that's going to come back up. You're going to get some kind of a rebound. Now, if you look at what happened after point A, which is the left end of the either one of the T's, on the advanced decline line peak in the in 07, you see that the rebound you went down to the blue line and then you had a recovery, which is more like 2/3 of it. The problem with that, and why you would like to stay away from the secondary tops, is that if the advanced decline line had a big drop and then it's making a partial recovery, something that was high at point A and didn't come back up, and that's where your problem is. The other thing is, if you happen to be trader oriented, if you sell things when you get the first peak out, you can always find a low. Okay, so suppose you sold something for the conservative T. You could ask the question, well, why isn't it dropping down? It seems to be holding on what we're doing is holding the February low in the daily charts, and you know, do you think it's going to go up or not? Well, I would say that generally speaking, in the business where people might be doing something on their own, I would just say that the conservative T said it was a top, and you should have taken that as the warning. Which is the what happened is that that conservative T, you had the peak early in April. You came down and you had that mystery 1,000-point decline where they couldn't find out what was going on, and then you had a bounce back up, and then that's about the place we that conservative T came. That's the mid channel in the next chart, and then you've gone down. And if you look at the volume oscillator, you see breakouts, and we call that as a bearish T, meaning that it's not really going up to the blue normal T projected top in August. What it's going to do is it's going to fail on the right side in order to catch the 200-day moving average, and then when it gets down, presumably it'll have a rally up into that time period. That's the way that you would normally use T theory to get the answer. And so that's what we're going to have to take care of. I also have questions on the null deco low. If you put the center post at B of the green, get the green T, you get your first top. If you split the bottom so that you put it halfway time span between B and C, you get what we would call the more normal top. And then if you move the center post of the T over to C, and so you're going to get a much larger T, that date is sometime in December. However, that turns out to be a market low, so it's you never go over to there. Okay, otherwise it'll invert on you. So that just cover up those cases. But the point I'm making in this one is that I think it's dangerous to assume that you're going up, so I'm making the judgment call on the short range T as being one that's going to collapse, because I need to collapse to get down to the blue line here. If you get down to the blue line, everything else is easy. You know, you're home free you'll get something that's it's a recovery, and then you'll go off and you're going to make some kind of a bear market. And whether that 2002-3 or the 5-6, the 2012-13 or the 2015-16 are the rate dates. We'll deal with that later on. But this is the focus of the attention. And now you have to sort of see this big picture here before you get to the short range T, because there's things going on in here which have more muscle to them. And the short range T is going to be manipulated by some of these bigger considerations. If you're looking for a place to sell, you'd have to say that if you could get a rally up here to the, for another week or so, the Dorsey forecast, if you believe that forecast and he says you get some more strength in here, that might not be a bad place to sell, because you don't know that if you go down, what that rally is going to look like. Could be a 2-week rally that comes in there, and could be the things that you own don't come back up. That just summarize that. There's a lot of guesswork that goes into that, but that's pretty much what the big summary is. It's a nice looking chart. I think you can see that there's a lot of information that the advanced decline line has. We'll be sure to incorporate this in my future projects, which is what I'm working on these days. Okay, so let's line that up, and then we'll turn to the short-term picture next.